Today, we have a special episode of Naturalist Kids Podcast where we are talking about finding community. I hope you find this episode encouraging.
Do you ever feel lonely as a stay-at-home mom, homeschooling your kids all day, and maybe the only people you see during the week is the polite conversation you have at church, or maybe the guy in the grocery pickup line? It's easy to feel that way. I've actually felt that way too. And the reason is because homeschool moms have to build our community. We don't have a local school group or activities that someone else is planning. We are the school. So we have to find other homeschoolers to come together and cultivate that community. We were not made to homeschool alone. In fact, there are twice as many homeschoolers out there looking for community as there were just 3 years ago. With so many families homeschooling now in America, you'd think it'd be really easy to find community. And it is, if you know where to look. And in my workshop, How to Start a Nature Group live workshop starting on April 13th, that is where I'm going to share where to find your people, what activities are helpful to make a nature group run smoothly and also be a valuable time for those families to want to keep coming back. We don't expect our gardens to remain weed-free without us caring for them, and we should not expect our homeschool community to thrive without intentional care and time together. But you might be wondering, but where do I look? Where do I find these people? And I will tell you, they are closer than you think. In fact, I've already helped 50 families in our local community get plugged in to multiple nature groups here in our area. Head over to naturestudyhacking.com where you can find more information about this wonderful workshop that'll help you get plugged into community.